You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Jesus, who is our Father, did not have to do it. He said, if it's all possible, move this bitter cup from me, because I don't want to do it. It's all right to tell the truth, I don't want to do it. But I, not my will, in order for me to develop a relationship with you and not fake it and playing it, because we'll shut it off when things get good. So if we get the man or woman we think is all that and don't think they're going to ever look like the Goodyear blimp and get the craziness coming out on them, we done made it. Not so as a setup. My God. But here he's saying, my obedient to my Father, I'll sign you. He don't sign many of us to many various jobs, and we ain't done none of them because I do what I want to do. But it'll come around again. And you might not make it around this time. I'm afraid to try to retaliate on anybody who have charged me or think they done something to me or used me. I made a fool out of me. Ain't nobody hear me up in the house. It's okay if you click me off because you all that. If you check yourself, somebody made a fool out of you and you just don't want to admit it. But the healer, if you let him in, he'll come in and show you that I can. That I will empower you. That you'll be able to stand. And you'll realize you ain't standing within yourself. But I'm standing on the word of God. I ain't talking about quoting the 66 book. That's not what I'm talking about. But you're going to stand on the word that he said, I'll never leave you. Nor will I forsake you. I'll be there to the end. But we move from him. He don't move from us. Whoever told you that, don't charge nobody else. We move. Because it get to be about us. I ain't hear nobody. So I looked at this. He went through suffering, shame, and disappointment. We don't want to go through no shame. That's why we need to tell Jesus and don't tell people our business. I ain't hear nobody. Even your mama don't know what best for you. She might think she do. She don't know what best for herself. Vice versa. If we knew what was best for us, we'll be operating in success in ourselves. But he took the job. Many of us could have been successful in the job. Ministry don't mean, oh, you waiting to get you a big church and get you a big crowd. Sometimes if that's what you want most, he'll let you have that. But I want souls to be saved. I want somebody to see this Jesus and not me. When you come up on me and charge me wrong and I don't get down with you. I bless him today. I give him praise. I'm looking for him to entrust me with his stuff. Because if it's yours, you're going to mess up with it every time. But when he placed his authority, power, and anointing in you, don't think it's yours. Because you can't critique it. You can't do what he wants to be done unless you let him do you first. I had the opportunity to be married to a man. Not my children, daddy, but another man. He wasn't trying to get the stuff, he had it. And I wasn't looking at him with his bad body, I was looking at what he got. I'm trying to help some of y'all. Oh, Jesus. He is my witness. And I said, I'm going to do this thing. Because I'm tired of being the beggar and the one left at. I like that red Corvette. Then I'm going to wear natural hair. I said, let it flow up in the that Corvette. I can't hear nobody. This man said one thing that shifted me all the way out. He said, my wife won't be preaching. I said, oh, well, that's all that little bit of good thing. It ain't no thing no more. You got to be gone with your money. But oh, Jesus. Oh, my Savior. See, I got a problem when people ain't motivated and driving this hour. You must don't believe he done enough for you for you can rely on him. I ain't hearing nobody. You got to put firecrackers on the people and they still don't get up. Fan it off and might sit it down more. But when you know he has brought you, when you know he has provided for you, when you know he ain't failed you, when you know that he can get your attention and you start following his instruction, he'll show you, I'm greater than all of them. Drop them all in the bucket together, I'm still greater than all of them. I don't need nobody approval for my power and what I say. Anybody want a blessing with me? We don't want to do nothing. Let somebody say something about you in the church. I'm gone. A lot of stuff you ain't gonna like. But it ain't about what you like. He give us chance after chance to show us how much he loved you and I. He was not a sinner like you and I. But he took the job to come down here to generation to generation to show us. Everybody wants you to tell him, but show me. I love you. You can't give a dollar out of his pocket unless you steal it. That ain't love. That's control. But he showed us. Don't get it, Skippy. When I get finished with the assignment, I'm going back to my father. I'm going to sit in the seat that he assigned for me. And it'll all well through all my suffering and my pain and my disappointment. He proved to me that he can. We say he can, but we don't want to be proven out that he can. Be my way maker. Be my provider. I told a young lady, I'm scared of you. Said, why, Pastor? Because you don't believe fire burn you. But when it burn your body up, come back and talk to me. Because he'll prove to you that I ain't the one to play with. We want to keep that darkness and think light overtaking it. No. When you make up your mind you want to come out of darkness, that means leave everything up and down that will hinder you. I bless him today. We want God to, we want to serve him when our circumstance, when everything going like I'm all of that. No, he wants us to hook up to him. When everything going bad, he's going to allow you to be tested when it look like it's good. But something else going to come. Oh, people, child, if I were you, I wouldn't do that, but you ain't me. We ain't got enough of boldness in Jesus. Say, you ain't none of me, so back it off, man. Everybody can give you information that they won't take for themselves. That include mama them too. And some other them too. Unless you been there and did that, then you hook up with me and talk to me. If you ain't been outdoors and you just assuming how you will act out there, you ain't been out there. You might have a stroke and die if you have to get out there. Say, if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell. We tell too many people our problems and don't tell the one who can solve our problem. I ain't hear nobody. We get all family members and everybody involved and everybody want to beat up everybody. That ain't no good showmanship. Got mama mad with your husband and she rolling her eyes over there at y'all table eating y'all turkey and collard greens. And you confessing you so holy, you ain't close to it. I ain't hear nobody. I told the story. I didn't want my daughter to marry her first husband. He was fine, good looking, and all that. But I knew what kind of character he was. But I ain't say nothing. Her sophisticated daddy went to running his mouth. So the young man rang the doorbell. I said, who was that? That's the old sucker out there. I said, you didn't invite him in? He still be waiting. One thing I can say about him, he was bold when he be waiting after somebody open the door. He said, how you doing? And I tried to be nice to him, thought that my daughter wouldn't get him. But when these girls get a hook on finance, ain't nothing you can do with them but let them go. I said hook on finance. My grandson looked just like he daddy. And the great grand looked just like he daddy too. Both of them looked like he daddy. But now, my ex-husband, him good friend, because he done made it. People like to be affiliated with you when they think you done made it. You don't want to have hood rats, and you know they've been stealing to your house. You can't even have a good evening. You watch to see what they putting in their pocket. Oh, you hear me? But if you got somebody you think on your same level there, you don't think they're going to steal nothing. Is it okay? Am I doing pretty good? So I didn't bother with the young man. Because I knew my daughter got hooked on finance. When them girls get on hooked on finance, don't waste y'all time. They ain't heard nothing you tell them. I ain't hear nobody. The same young man went to take my daughter to the prom. And I had spent all day trying to have her looking beautiful and all that kind of stuff. I know what going on in the prom because I went. But I had probably had a hook in my jaw. Excuse me, baby. 12 o'clock, you better be back in here. And don't you bring nothing with you. Uh-huh. But my daughter said to her daddy, he said, what time you coming home? And he called a baby girl a honey or something. In the morning. Oh, he went to cussing up some kind of sweat. She just jumping up, hollering, oh, Bobby. He said, I can't go. Come on. I said, first of all, you shouldn't have said that. And you ain't coming to my house in the morning. Do you hear me? Nobody come up in there but me and him in the morning. So I talked to him. And he said, okay, she better be back here. So he waited up for her. I told her, whatever you do, don't you come back in here in the morning. Because you and I are going to have to find us another resident. I ain't hear nobody. Because he going to throw us out. So, but what I tried to do is not go along with my daughter and click don't find it, but to try to show her I don't have no problem with the decision she made. I did have a problem, but I want to show her I didn't have no problem. But I could have told her, you climbing up the wrong tree, girl. You going to fall hard. She wouldn't have heard me. I ain't hear nobody. The rest is history. You stop trying to tell people stuff that they don't want to hear. They ain't going to do nothing but put the hate on you and put your name on every billboard. If you all that, you better leave it alone. Don't mess with them. Can I get a witness in the house? That's the same way with witness ministry. You get up out there, hunt somebody to beat you up. Messing with somebody don't want to be messed up with. Drag them on in here. We're going to kick some sense in their head. No, I'm going to leave you alone. And let God handle you. He got a way to do it. Ain't hear nobody. I didn't have to do much with my baby son. He did what he wanted to do. So he got some many problems for doing what he wanted to do. Right, son? Yes. Yeah. That's what you do. Two more steps and we got to go. Yeah, you let people do what they have to do and then they pay for what they sell. Yeah, you just be in a place where you can pray for them for themselves. Can I get a witness? Christ suffering presented an opening for you and I. I did not see nowhere with all that Christ gone through that the enemy, which is Satan, won. We murmur, complain about suffering going through. People talking about us and you just naming the name. We messed up with that. Instead of letting God show us that he will bring us through. How are you going to do that? If we don't stay with him and we leave him, the enemy going to show us that you ain't going to make it through. Some people have left prematurely before their time because they were in and out, off and on. And when you off and on, you can't be that what God would have you to be. And he can't trust you to be nothing but what you want to be. Ain't hear nobody. And I ain't talking about being church hopper. If you don't hop to Jesus, you're going to hop everywhere. Because there's going to be something everywhere you go because yourself going there. Is it okay if I keep running? He has shown us he is our example. We looking for example and people fail us, we'll fail ourselves. We looking at some cheering, looking at the parents. You ain't none of that. You cuss more than I do when I get a chance. You smoke more dope than I'm smoking. You doing all the things that I'm doing. No. They know that I'm supposed to have respect for you, but ain't none down there because you ain't got none. Nothing to give me. I ain't hear nobody. But when we know that, we know. Endurance has a plan for our healing and our deliverance. You must endure as a good soldier. See, if you don't take no orders, you ain't going to be no good soldier. You won't get a paycheck like Brother Joe. If he don't never work a day in his life again, he got a paycheck. Am I talking to you? Don't y'all get haters. You get a job and stay on it till you leave. No. But see, when you take orders, it benefit you. When you endure something, it release you. So God can trust you and that he can bring you up from what the enemy planted for your bed. Some people supposed to be dead up in here. I raise my hand. But God ain't said so. And if I don't care how much COVID stuff you can put on a COVID suit if you can buy one and pay for it. That ain't going to keep you if God say, out of here. Oh, I don't care who get mad with me. Now reach over there in that power that man say, scientists say, and some others say. A lot of people saying a whole lot of stuff they just saying because it ain't like that. We must believe God. I ain't telling you to go out there and go to the club and everybody up and down. In fact, that ain't what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying is you got to believe the report of the Lord and all the other report took none effect. I'm going to live long as he say live. And when he says my time to get up out here, everybody going to leave whether you think it's your time or not. Go down there and check with your doctor. He might be high or drunk on that day. He can't give you no medication. But oh, Jesus, he ain't never sleeping. He always on time. And what now we need him? Because he been waiting on you and I. We done got messed up with things and who we are and peoples and all that kind of mess. And I won't take it back. If he lets you use a car, get in your mind. He let me drive this car. Somebody can hit it and tear you in the car up both. But I give him praise that he allowed me to use his stuff. He allowed me to use the ability and the activity of my limbs. My God, I give him praise. Ever since the accident, at night I wake up, I two some of my legs hurt me so bad. But I said, God, you're the great I am. And you are my healer. And everything that you allow to happen, you know what you're doing. So I got my praise, and I ain't going to take it back. You are my provider. You are my soul. When you're talking like that, let me tell you one thing. God will honor that when he can trust you with that. Oh, healer, thank you for healing me. Oh, healer, thank you for providing for me. Oh, healer, when I want to quit, you encourage me to go on. Oh, healer, oh, my great I am, my sure one, the only one that I can lean on, the only one that I can rely on. Only one that I keep my eyes on. Oh, Jesus, you done enough for me. Just for me. You got to take it personal because you want somebody else to come with you. They might don't want to come. But if you know that he has done great and mighty things, I can't understand how you can sit down on him and won't even raise your hand and won't even bat your eyes, won't get up every now and then when the enemy says you got Arthur and Rider and say you a liar in the name of Jesus. You've been over, but I'm going to straighten it up and believe that he can do it. Hallelujah. I ain't been asleep for 2:30 this morning. But when I was in the club, I stayed up all night and hooked me another to stay up the next night. All he done for me. I give him praise in the house. And your praise got to be your safety. Because if you let somebody else shut your praise down, it's your fault. If somebody sitting by you don't believe that he can do anything but fail, it left up to them. But if you grab it, he'll do what you need him to do. And you can run and tell somebody, my suffering have not been in vain. He assured me that he will wait on me to just say yes to your will and your way. We want to say yes, but we want to tell him what I ain't going to do. I say yes, yes, and keep on saying yes. He'll strengthen you. He'll empower you. He'll show forth to the haters. He'll show forth to the unbeliever that is something to this man Jesus. You ain't operating on yourself. Don't get in self. I ain't hear nobody. But okay, Jesus, in a dark place in my life, you came in to see about me. You came in and spoke a word to me. I grabbed it in the spirit realm. I'm holding fast that you will never leave me. I don't want to leave you. Teach me, show me how to stay in touch with you no matter what. And who got to leave? Oh, Jesus, I don't want you to leave me. I'll be helpless. I'll be homeless. I won't know what to do. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Here I'm calling you. My great I am. My comforter. I ain't hear nobody. You're everything. Everything. When the enemy come with loneliness, it's an hour now where the enemy said, if I ain't got a man, you want to get this man Jesus, he'll be the best man that you can rely on. Because all them other ones will fail you. They got in and out spirit. So do you. But oh, Jesus, when you really call him and you really mean it, he'll put some fire on the inside. Hallelujah. And he'll show you that I can. I can. And I'll show you I will. I just want you to run and tell somebody what I have done. They don't have to receive it. Let them reject it. But you hold fast to it. You know for yourself that I've done these great things just for you. And then you can tell I didn't deserve them. I've been a mess. Oh, Jesus. But you keep on working on me. I don't want to be that no more. I want to be a vessel that will be used for your kingdom. I ain't hear nobody. See, we want the crowd. But if you get one, you done done the job. Can I get a witness in the house? Oh, Jesus. The hour. Well, it's a must. It's a must for God, people, to stop faking it like you done made it. See, the community looking at all these fancy buildings. And don't be a hater. I like nice stuff too. But I like the relationship with Jesus Christ even the more. Because see, if you want to take celebrityism with you, sometimes it'll let you down. But he won't let you down. He wants you to know that your suffering, you're going through, is not in vain. And everything within you.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.